Hey everybody, welcome to this deep dive into Chardon Local Schools December 2024 financials.
Right.
We're going to be looking at two sources, their December 2024 financial report and the slide deck that they made as a summary of that.
Nice.
And really our goal here is to quickly understand the key financial takeaways from these reports.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is you can get a really good look at how the district is handling their money and what it could mean for its future.
Right. And
by taking a look at these.
Yeah, let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
So if we're looking at slide two, this is the bank reconciliation.
Okay.
And this shows us, you know, where all the money is.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe this. Their total cash balance across all accounts is over $26 million.
Wow, that sounds like they're in a pretty good spot financially.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
But as with any good mystery, there's more to the story.
Ooh, I like that.
Good mystery.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's flip over to slide three.
And this gives us a summary of all the different funds that the district manages.
Right. So this summary gives us a bird's eye view of all the money coming in, going out, and what's already been committed.
Okay, so it's not just like one big pot of money.
Nope. Think of it like different buckets for different purposes.
Okay.
So we have the general fund, which covers like your day-to-day operational expenses, like teacher salaries.
Uh-huh.
We have food service, so that's keeping all those little tummies full.
Eggs and
permanent improvement.
Mm-hmm.
That's for like your buildings and your equipment.
Okay.
And even a self-insurance fund. So it's like their own little insurance company.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So slide three shows this kind of the big picture, but let's zoom in on the general fund on slide four.
Okay.
It seems like that's kind of where the action is.
Yeah, it is the biggest and most important one for sure, because it's really the meat of the district's day-to-day operations.
And things aren't looking so rosy here.
Oh.
The report says that their total revenue is actually down compared to last year.
Yeah.
By over $1.6 million.
Wow.
And even though they are spending less overall, they are still ending up with a cash balance that's $1.7 million less than last year at this time.
So you're picking up on a key point here. While they're technically under budget right now, meaning they're spending less than they planned, the bigger concern is that their overall revenue is shrinking.
So they're tightening their belts, but still coming up short.
Exactly. And if that trend continues, it could have serious consequences down the road.
Yeah. And speaking of down the road, slide seven gives us a glimpse into the future.
Okay.
With their projected days of cash.
Ooh, days of cash.
Can you explain what exactly that means?
Sure. So days of cash tells us how long the district could keep running if all of their income suddenly stopped.
Okay.
So imagine all funding dried up.
Mm-hmm.
How many days could they still pay the bills and keep the lights on? Right now they have a healthy 98 days.
So 3 months of breathing room.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is. But here's where it gets interesting.
Uh-oh.
Their projections show that number plummeting over the next 5 years.
Oh, no.
We're talking about a steep decline, even hitting negative days of cash by 2029.
Wait, negative days? What does that even mean?
It means that they would literally run out of money and be unable to cover their expenses.
Okay.
Which is a major red flag.
Wow. So it's like they're slowly sinking, but haven't hit the iceberg yet.
That's a really good way to put it. And if we link this back to the shrinking revenue we talked about earlier, it paints a concerning picture.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on to slide six and see if we can understand why this is happening.
All right.
So this chart shows us where the biggest chunk of their spending is going.
Okay.
Salaries and benefits.
Well, it's no surprise that personnel costs are the largest expense for any school district.
Right.
This chart breaks down salaries by employee type.
Okay.
And we can see certified regular salaries taking up the biggest portion. My guess is this is mostly teachers.
And whoa, look at that jump projected for May 2025.
Yeah, what could explain that?
What is going on there?
That's a great question. It could be planned, but often these jumps signal trouble attracting qualified teachers.
Oh.
So they might need to offer higher salaries to compete.
Okay.
Which further strains the budget.
So they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, needing to attract good teachers, but also dealing with shrinking revenue.
Yeah.
This is starting to feel like a real financial mystery.
It definitely is, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Chardon Local Schools finances.
We are hot on the trail of this financial mystery.
Yes, we are.
And we're turning our magnifying glass to some of the other funds.
Okay.
Starting with the food service report on slide eight.
Right. The fund that keeps those little tunnies full.
Yes.
And those brains fueled up for learning.
And it seems like they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
They actually have extra money left over this month.
They do, which is great news.
Yeah.
The report shows they have a healthy ending balance.
And you can see by those graphs how their spending naturally goes up at the beginning of the year when school starts.
Makes sense. Got to stock up on those cafeteria lunches.
Exactly. Got to feed the kids.
Okay. Let's flip to slide 9, the Permanent Improvement Fund.
Okay.
I remember you mentioned that this fund can have some big swings in its balance.
You're right. This is where the district sets aside money for big projects.
Okay.
Like building repairs, new equipment, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see from that line graph, their cash balance took a hit earlier this year.
Slides 10 and 11 break down those costs and show us what they've been spending that money on.
Okay.
Looks like a lot of it went to replacing entrance doors at different schools.
Oh, wow.
Getting a new snow plow and then a bunch of other things under capital outlay.
Yeah, those are all essential upgrades,
mm-hmm.
but they definitely come with a price tag.
Well, at least those upgrades mean that the schools are safer.
Yes.
And in good shape for the kids.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that protect the district, let's move on to slide 12, the self-insurance fund report.
All right, this is a fascinating one. It's basically like their own internal insurance program for unexpected events.
So if there's an accident or some kind of damage,
right.
they use this fund to cover the costs?
Exactly.
Okay. Remember how we talked about shrinking revenues?
Yes.
In the general fund?
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks like the self-insurance fund is also feeling the pinch.
It is. They're actually spending more than they're taking in.
Oh, okay.
Which is called operating at a deficit.
That doesn't sound good.
They don't.
But they still have some money in reserve, right?
They do for now.
Okay.
But if this trend continues, that reserve could start to dwindle.
Right.
You can actually see it slowly declining on that graph.
So it's like a slow leak that they need to patch up before it becomes a bigger problem.
That's a great analogy.
And this brings us back to the overall picture.
Yes.
We've seen some positive signs.
Right.
But there are definitely some warning signals,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. It's like those mystery novels where the detective finds a clue that seems promising. Right.
But then they uncover something else that makes the case even more complicated.
Okay. So we've laid out all the pieces of the puzzle.
We have.
What happens next? How do we start putting these pieces together to find some solutions? So we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive really uncovering the clues in Chardon Local School's financial picture.
Yes.
And, you know, it's clear they've got a mystery to solve.
A real mystery.
But like any good detective, we don't just want to find the problem. We want to help solve it.
Exactly. And now that we have a good understanding of the challenges,
right.
we can start to think about what some of the potential solutions are.
Okay, so where do we begin?
Well, I think a good starting point would be taking a closer look at that general fund budget.
Okay.
You know, really needing to carefully examine both their income and spending to see if there are any areas where they can save money or do things more efficiently.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But remember, one of the big clues that we uncovered
yeah.
was that their overall revenue is shrinking.
Yes.
What can they do about that?
That's the tough one. And there's no easy answer.
Right.
You know, they might need to think about finding some new sources of income.
Right.
Advocating for more funding from the state or even the federal government.
Yeah.
Or potentially even looking at local property taxes.
Yeah. These are some big decisions.
Yes.
With big implications for the whole community.
You're right. And that's why it's so important for the district to be open and honest with everyone about their financial situation.
Mm.
You know, they need to clearly communicate the potential impacts of any decisions that they make.
Right.
And explain the reasons behind those choices.
So it's not just about the numbers.
No.
It's about involving the community in finding solutions
yeah.
that work for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not just about fixing things for right now. It's about creating a solid plan for the future.
Okay. So what might a long-term plan look like?
So think of it like a roadmap.
Okay.
They might need to diversify their sources of income mm-hmm. so that they're not relying on just one thing. You know, they could look for ways to cut costs without sacrificing the quality of education.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even invest in things like technology and infrastructure improvements that can help them save money in the long run.
Yeah.
And of course, make sure that they're prioritizing their spending mm-hmm. on the most important thing, which is teaching and supporting students.
So it sounds like it's not just about finding a quick fix.
Yeah.
It's about making smart choices.
Yes.
That will benefit the district for years to come.
That's exactly it. But remember, the world of school finance is always changing.
Right.
So they need to stay flexible.
Okay.
And be willing to adapt as new challenges come up.
So it's a constant process of monitoring.
Yes.
Reassessing and making adjustments along the way.
You got it.
Well, this has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about the complexities of school finance.
Yeah.
And the tough decisions that district leaders have to make.
Yeah, they have a big job.
But before we wrap up, I want to know, what can people like me, everyday community members, do to stay informed and involved in this process?
That's a great question. First and foremost, stay informed.
Okay.
You know, attend school board meetings.
Uh-huh.
Read the district's newsletters and reports, mm-hmm. and follow what's being said in the local news.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
Share your thoughts and concerns.
Yeah.
And advocate for what you believe is best for students and the entire school community.
It's about being an active participant, not just a spectator.
Exactly. Remember, these are your schools.
Mm-hmm.
You have a voice, and it matters.
I love that. And as we close out our investigation into this financial mystery.
Yes.
I think it's important to remember that Chardon isn't alone in this.
No, they're not.
We talked earlier about how districts across the country are facing similar challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
That's the bigger question that lingers. Is it just about shrinking revenues?
Right.
Or are there some deeper issues at play?
Yeah.
It's a mystery that deserves further exploration.
So as we go about our day, what are some key questions that we should be asking ourselves?
How can we ensure that our schools have the resources they need to thrive?
Hmm.
How can we create a system that is financially responsible and fair to all students?
Okay.
And most importantly, what role can each of us play in shaping the future of public education?
These are such important questions, and I encourage everyone listening to think about them and get involved.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope you found it informative and insightful.
Absolutely.
And remember, the conversation doesn't end here.
It doesn't.
Stay curious.
Yes.
Stay engaged.
Yes.
And let's work together to build a brighter future.
Absolutely.
For our schools and our students.
Yeah.
Until next time.